I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
My name is Joe Biden. I am Jill Biden's husband. That's why I'm better known. Thank you for this invitation to be with you today. Most importantly, to the families here today, this is all about you. About you. You know, I've been coming to this memorial for 40 years, missed a couple, but I've spoken at many, too many police memorials all around the country. And it always amazes me how the public doesn't fully understand what we expect of our law enforcement officers. We expect you to be people ready to stand in the way and take a bullet for us. We expect you to be able to track down the bad guys. We expect you to be the psychologist who talks the couple that are having a violent confrontation together to step back. We expect you to be everything. We expect everything of you. And it's beyond the capacity of anyone to meet the total expectations. Being a cop today is one hell of a lot harder than it's ever been. And to the families of the fallen, you've suffered an enormous loss. But understand, your loss is also America's loss. America's loss. And your pain is America's pain. We're waking up to the notion that unless we change the environment in which the job can be done, we're going to have trouble having enough women and men come forward to want to do the job. I hope all the families, sons, daughters, husbands, wives, moms, dads, hope you're able to take a measure of comfort and strength from the extended family you have here and all around you. We've met here in front of this United States Capitol many times before to memorialize our fallen heroes. It's particularly appropriate today because here 9 months ago, your brothers and sisters thwarted an unconstitutional and fundamentally un-American attack on a nation's values and our votes. But because of you, democracy survived, but only because of the women and men, the U.S. Capitol Police Force, the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department, other law enforcement agencies, who once again literally put their bodies on the line to protect our democracy. That's why I have no hesitation, had none at all, in signing the law awarding the Congressional Gold Medal of Congress, the highest expression of our nation's appreciation, to the U.S. Capitol Police and Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police and other responding law enforcement agencies. Because of these men and women, we averted a catastrophe, but their heroism came at a cost to you and your families. 150 officers injured, 5 lost in the attack's aftermath. The toll on this profession these past years has been heavy, too heavy. 2020 was the deadliest year for law enforcement on record. And today, we're here to remember nearly 500 of your brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, sons and daughters. 2019 and 2020, we lost so much. I attended this memorial service many times, as I said, to pay my respects. Sometimes I've been the speaker, other times I've sat in the stage and just thought about all of you sitting on the lawn. Although this year, I don't know any of the personally who have fallen, any of the individuals. I've gone through all the names. I feel I know them without having ever met them. So although I didn't know them personally, I know you. I know you. I always joke that I grew up in places where you either became a cop, a firefighter, or a priest. I wasn't qualified for them, so I had to settle for this. But all kidding aside, over the years, as chairman of the Judiciary Committee, I've got to know you. Even as kids, we could see in the women and men around us who the ones who had the heart. They're the ones who ran in to help you when everyone else was running away. And I'm not making this up. Think about it. Think about your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, who they were, what was inside them. It was about service, to protect, defend. This isn't just what law enforcement does. It's who you are. It's what makes you who you are. And when you put on that shield in the morning and walk out the door each day, every family member dreads the possibility of receiving that phone call. And too many of you sitting out there have received that terrible call that your loved one won't be coming home at the end of his or her shift. May the souls of those you love and those with whom you serve rest in peace and rise in glory. You're in our prayers. Thank you.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.